Ever find yourself in a discussion with someone, maybe someone quite close to you, and you listen to them and you think, wow, you are so closed-minded, you're so narrow-minded, why don't you just open up your mind? You know what I'm saying? And there's a question for us right there. How can I be open-minded? Now, to get an answer to that question, why don't we go back to Holland, mid-1600s. Baruch Spinoza. He was a lens cutter, which unfortunately led to him contracting a lung condition, no doubt due to all of the glass fibers that he was inhaling, and he died in his early 40s. But he lived long enough to compose a magnificent work called The Ethics. And in The Ethics, what Spinoza does is he says it's all a question of perspective. Consider a work of art. If you stand too close to it, you don't appreciate the broader picture. You need to stand back and take in the whole tableau. If you're too close to anything, it looks ugly, it looks limited. But if you stand back, and if you take in more and more, if you put the thing into a broader context, you understand it more, and it actually starts to appear beautiful. Everything has its place. Even those facts of life, those trials and tribulations which seem cruel, painful, and ugly, even they have their place. It all comes together in what Spinoza called his philosophy of monism, the one. Everything is connected. A little bit like the pre-Socratics, actually. Now, Spinoza's magic phrase is sub specie aeternitatis, from the perspective of eternity. If you can move yourself out of time and place so much that you're almost looking at it from the perspective of eternity, of timelessness itself, everything becomes wonderful. Everything becomes beautiful. Everything is somehow necessary. Spinoza laid this out in mathematical form in his book, using Euclid's structure, quod erat demonstrandum, which means it has thus been proven. This is how he would lay out his arguments. A mathematical structure for a pretty interesting idea, which is, it's all about perspective. Just stand back and you'll understand. Stand back, open up your mind. And stop freaking out and being closed-minded about details that you're looking at from the wrong perspective, too close.